With a guest?
Nope! Fuck! God Blake. Damn it! Every fucking week, we say he's coming the next week, and he hasn't shown up.
We're gonna stop saying it.
We're jinxing ourselves.
And yet again today, actually today was legitimately his fault.
Yes.
Last week, okay, maybe it's his job's fault.
No, last week.
We understand the work. We don't understand the shore, though.
Yeah.
That's what we don't understand.
That came out, and he was fucking dubbing my text all day today.
Yeah.
All day. He waits till the last minute after I quadruple text him. But
yeah.
It's okay. You're with your friends. We see your priorities.
It's alright. You know, you could just say it, though.
Yeah.
You just say it. No one's gonna be offended.
Just be like, fuck 2D Podcast. That's all you gotta say.
Yeah. Yeah. You can just say that. No one's gonna get offended. Alright, so...
You know what I'm gonna say? This beer is very near and dear to my heart. The reason I say that is because this beer is known by one of my... There's a person who this beer is known for. So my best friend from all the way throughout elementary school. We stayed close, obviously. Really good friends throughout middle school and high school. And then after that, we kind of went our separate ways. But every 4th of July for like 5 years in a row, I went up to his house.
Shout out to
Ben Coach. I didn't go this past year because the other one of my other friends who goes there all the time, Christian, shout out Christian Issa, he was away on vacation and Ben was only going to be up for a couple of days, so it didn't work this year. Next year we'll be back, but his dad only drinks this beer.
Bex.
And I never heard anybody drink fucking Bex before.
My dad has had this in his rotation.
But this guy loves himself Bex. So, in honor of Mr. Coach, cheers. Interesting.
Classic.
It is a German beer, originated in Bremen, Germany.
As the Germans would say, Bremen.
I mean, mid.
It's just classic.
All I could say is mid. And it has a weird sour taste. Do you taste that? This random sourness that comes
No, you see, this is why I kind of like this, though. Because I hate when people say, like, oh, I don't like drinking, like, whatever so-and-so beer, like, that you like because they're always heavy. Because everyone's like, oh,
it's
you like...
Light.
You
this
like
is a light beer.
So why would you go out there and get piss, you know, instead of just drinking something like this? Because I would 10 times take this over... 10 out of 10 times take this over a Bud Light or fucking Budweiser or Miller Light. I would 100% take...
Any of the water beers?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
It's like a step up. I'm like flickering between two numbers right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna go like.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe it's because I just need a fucking beer today.
Yeah, that does happen. Man was sipping on some wine before this. He needs to put some hair on his chest. I'm good.
All right. 3, 2, 1. 6-3. I don't know.
I was flickering between 6-1 and 6-2.
You want to know what's crazy, though? I don't know if we've ever got... Like,
We've gotten the same exact score before.
No, dude. I don't know.
You think no? I can check it easily. Easily, I can check it.
This guy's about to pull up the Google Sheets.
Here. 2D Podcast, The Rankings. Yeah, Allagash White, we both had an 8-1.
Yeah, that's like, what, season...
2 or 3.
I'm telling you, bro, we always get mad close, but we don't, like...
Yeah, it's just
We both had 6-4 for Guinness.
Where?
6-4 for Guinness.
6-4 for Guinness. That's 6-2.
Oh, no, look at this.
A lot of point ones. A lot of ones. Yeah, point one we're away, off. Point two away. Obviously, there's some that have a spread, but... Okay, so we've... of the 54, including the 7 from this season, we've only gotten 2 exactly matched. But I would like to see how many we were either point one or point two away, because there's a lot. I have to write this down. Hold on. Our scores. You're good.
Yeah, no, I would be curious to check that. I mean, we're so, like... Do we some are statistics? Close. Yeah, we got to start doing, like, some statistical analysis. I mean, look at the past... I mean, look at the past couple weeks aside from the Elysian space dust. That it was Allagash, Curio, or whatever, was 1 point off.
Superbach, point one.
Kentucky Modelo Bourbon, Negra, point one, dude. That's 1, 2, 3, 4 out of the last 5 one, beers we've been two, point one off. Or actually 5 of the last three, 6 now.
4, 5, yeah.
5 of the last 6.
We're all point one. That's crazy. We've been on point this season. The only ones was the Kazlatan or whatever the fuck that is. We were point four.
Castellan,
yeah. And then the Space Dust, we were a full 2 points off.
Yeah, because you really didn't like that one.
I didn't like that at all. It was really gross. I don't think I'll ever be having that ever again. The box looked cool. But other than that was it for me.
I was surprised that you didn't like that kind of, like, hazy IPA kind of shit.
It was sour, too. And this one's kind of growing on me. I think I gave it a fair score.
Because, dude, you go... This is the thing. You're going... If you want a light beer, like, this is light. This is, like... This is, like, perfect for, like, drinking when you're playing, like, soccer.
Dude, this is perfect for 4th of July barbecue.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is where I always see Mr. Coach drink it, so...
Yeah, it's like... This is, like, a good... This is... I'm telling you, I'm telling you, people, you guys sleep on it. You sweat your balls off doing something, you have a beer after. Nothing beats that, man. I think I've had some like...
I haven't had that urge, man.
Coronas, after I play full 90, Coronas go from tasting like a 6-something to like an 8.5, bro, I swear.
I mean, yeah, your mood definitely
after the final, the score. After the final, remember we won the final?
Mm-hmm.
My dad had the Stellas after. He brought the Stellas. Bro.
Money.
I was... That's like a top 5 beer I had in my
anything
life.
Anything tastes better after.
You know, like,
if
we're talking
chip.
Like an individual beer, like, that's a top 5 beer I ever...
That
like
Stella.
Hot weather, like, crisp,
turf
cold
burning.
Stella. Yeah. Right in the shade, you'd crack one open. Oh, my God, dude.
It was cold?
Dude, it was freezing. I was like, oh, my God. Nothing beats that. And then I did like some crazy workout at EFA once, and dude, I had a fucking, it was the leftover Allagash that I brought over there from here. We had leftovers.
Electric.
Bro, it came out of the fridge. It was in the fridge for like a couple days.
Mm.
Bro, I pulled it out. Bro, that was unbelievable, bro. That's why like every time we went to like the bar after training, unbelievable. Mm. Unbelievable experience. Oh, you know what was another good one? Nick Koz brought like beers to the parking deck after we ran like the beep test during COVID. Remember?
Really?
Well, remember when we ran it in the fall right after COVID, like in the fall when we had the spring season?
With all the masks.
Yeah, where we ran it like outdoors.
Yeah,
remember we
it
did
was on
outdoors?
The turf. Yeah.
And it was hot. So me and Nick went to the parking deck and had a beer together.
Afterwards?
Oh my God, dude. That was
electric.
Unbelievable.
Damn,
too.
Damn, bro. I don't know if I have any best beer stories. Like, what's my best beer?
Just something you sip on, you're like, holy shit, this is so
like
good.
Satisfying.
It's hitting the spot right now.
I don't know, man. Beer's not like that, like, for me. Never, it's never been like that.
Bro,
you know what's gas?
If you go through a crazy workout.
I've been fucking outside every day this week. Repacking waste into these huge
boxes.
Yeah,
you do work.
And
you do
I'm
work.
Fucking sweating my fucking ass off. You know what the last fucking thing in the world I want? Beer.
No, dude, that's all the best. I'm telling you, if you
all
got...
All I want
if
is you, to fucking chug either water or Gatorade,
bro, if
dude.
If you come out of the hot sun from doing work, I guarantee you I hand you this beer here. Right after you come out the hot sun, you take one sip, you're going to be like, holy fuck, this is insane.
No.
Like, it's a different experience. It's so good, dude. One day when we work out or we do something...
We're just going to go out for a beer?
No, we'll have beer, like, on deck. And bro, it's got to be cold beer. You get a cold beer...
Right after?
Like, right after. You come off the field, you're sitting by... We have that... Like, we're going to have a tournament for Viswa soon. I don't know when. Some late August, I think, or something.
Okay.
And when we do that, there's 100%, bro. It's going to be... You know, it's going to be hot out or whatever.
Mm.
We go afterwards... Just sit and sip on a brew, bro. You're going to see, man. It's a different experience. And you get lit quicker. because you're sweating. Yeah. You know, you haven't eaten.
You're already dehydrated.
Yeah. That shit hits. You know, and like, dude, it's not bloating. It hits you quicker because you have like two and you're good.
Hmm.
Bro, like, and you reach like, you know, like you're feeling good.
You know who wasn't feeling good?
Who?
You, during poker earlier, this past week.
Oh, wait, yeah.
There was some beef.
You guys saw that. I was...
tilted.
I was so tilted. I was tight.
Now, so, the story basically goes, we have Vishla, you guys know. We have poker tournaments. And the last few times I went, last two times, I just lost money. I played for a while, but I ended up losing it all. So this most recent time I went, we played high limits. Or high stakes.
Well, high stakes compared to like home games. Yeah. It's 1-2. It's like you'd find that at a casino. You know,
yeah, but
like
it was like $300. $300
buy-ins. Yeah, so it's
we usually only play 50 or 100.
Yeah, so that's like the casino. It's the casino. It's $100-$300 buy-in. You know? Max.
So basically, Paul here, obviously, is a connoisseur. He walks in there, la-di-da-di fucking big balls. I'm going to donate all my winnings to straight back to Vishla for free season entry and gear. I'm the greatest poker player of all time.
Yeah, I'm being
Sits
generous.
Sits down 30 minutes in, loses his first buy-in.
Yeah, but that happens, you know?
And guess who's cracking him left,
that
right,
happens.
Center?
That happens, but also
your
like...
boy!
Yeah, but that happens, but also, like, I mean, like, it doesn't help, like, I can't drink and play, because then I start playing.
Okay, yeah, that I do.
Because, like, we had two heavy beers, and I was sipping while we're there, and I start getting a little buzz, and I start playing, like.
And my heavy OD. High percent, those were the 10.1s.
Yeah, those were the 10.2s.
Whatever.
10.2s, I mean, it was hitting, bro.
And then we go there.
And we go there, and like I'm drinking Lech. Like those are some big bottles.
Big
That's like
bottles,
a half
dude.
Liter.
Yeah.
You know, it's a half liter. And dude, I was killing those, and like that starts hitting you.
And then you just want to play. Like you see some shit. You need a you need an up and down straight draw. You're like, fuck it.
No,
I'm definitely
like,
gonna hit that.
No,
shit.
No, and then how I lost my second stack. It's like Alex like 3-bet me. And, like, he doesn't 3-bet often. I know he's got, like, a good hand, but we're talking about, like, we're going over, like, poker hands in the car. When you said we were waiting, we were actually sitting outside, and I was doing, like, poker quizzes on his phone.
What?
Yeah, so he has, like, poker coaching now. And, like, I was going to invest in it, too, and I was trying out the quizzes, but that's why I was, like, he might
invest?
Be trying...
He paid for that app?
Yeah, no, you pay for poker coaching. It's a great investment.
Okay.
But
carry on.
I mean, I'll get into that like another time. But so I thought because he did this new poker coach and like he was trying to make a move on me, so I was like, let me, like ace four suited is like a good hand to light four bet with, which light four bet means like you re raise again, with like and light means like you're not at the top of your range, so you don't have like aces kings, like you're making a move.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, realistically, my play wasn't wrong. I actually made a pretty, like, normal play. Like, okay play. But the problem was is that he went all in over the top. So that should be an easy fold, even though that's half my stack in there. But me being the the confident fuck that I am.
Little like, smiggity.
Just an immediate snap call. I flicked the chip for a call. And he flips over aces. I was like, well, like, I mean, I'm pretty much dead.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I lost my whole stack. And that was like 600 down the tubes. I mean, it just goes to show the variance, man, you know.
I don't really care. I was up like...
This guy was up big and just ends up getting
stacked. 700. And then I don't know what happens.
Because you start playing every hand. Because
I just start fucking... And then you bleed out. And then, exactly. I was bleeding out. I had a two pair off the flop. Turn comes out, some random bullshit. I think it's some random bullshit, like a six. I bet, like, 20. He raises to 60. I just snap all in. Because I'm looking at his chips, and I don't think it's that much money. Turns out he has, like, 200-something dollars.
Yeah, I remember
that. And he hit it straight on the turn, so I lost a fucking huge chunk. And, like, for me, I feel like when I'm losing, the next hand I'm more enticed to just say, fuck it, I want to win it back and do something even more stupid and lose even more money rather than being like, okay, either A, let me cut my losses. Because that's the biggest thing. And Andrea tells me this shit all the time. She's like, you don't know when to fucking quit. And I get that, but it's like...
If she gets tight at you?
No, she doesn't get tight at me. She's just like, you're an idiot. She doesn't care. Yeah, exactly. She's like, you're a fucking idiot. Which, fair enough, in the last month, sorry, Mom and Dad, in the last month, I've lost, like, over $1,000 just from gambling.
That's fine. Which is whatever. This guy brought that up to me, and I was like, I lost $1,500 last year one night.
Yeah, but then, like, at the end of the day, it's over like, a month. I make that money back. And, yeah, it'd be nice to have that money back, but...
I keep my poker money separate from my real money, but just...
No, I keep... It's all one...
Look, I have... Wait, just for anyone who didn't hear... Wait.
Yeah. Are you all in? I lost all your fucking money. Yeah. And it's like pure shit. That's good. You made the right play. But I hate when people all make the right play.
There's no such thing as the right play. We are fucking make money. You don't make money. That's it.
So basically,
I was tight at the end.
Yeah, because basically, like. At that point, like I said, I'm just more enticed to do stupid shit. Or if I'm hitting, I'm like, fuck it, I'm hitting. Like, I might as well throw in.
You start playing too many hands.
So I'll play Jack 8, which I think was one of my hands. And it'll be like King, Ace, 8. And I hit the 8. And then, like, on the river, a Jack will come out, which will give me a 2 pair. And Paul's like, since Paul had either an Ace or a King, and that might not be completely accurate, but he had one of the higher pairs. He thinks it's shit poker for me to stay in the hand, even though I hit it on the river. Which,
realistically, yes, it is because mathematically, poker, it's really wrong.
But in that situation, it's like I'm not really caring about mathematics. I'm just caring about the vibe of the game. I'm just there to have a good time and see the hit.
No, I was just getting tight. No, and then my problem is like I can't play cash games because I get so bored so easily, and then like. I'll get in a hand and I have to make plays.
Yeah.
Like I have to start making plays. Like I try to win the pot like outright. You know, like I'll start trying to re-raise with like air and you know. Like the hand where
he should do a tournament next time. I think I'm down. I'd rather play a tournament than the cash games.
I smoked the last one.
But there needs to be a bigger like payout at the end. Like 16 guys for only 400 beans.
Yeah, because you got to split. Well, because if you want a bigger payout,
buy-ins.
Because
it was only 50.
If people are down to do a $100 buy-in, I'm down. But like that's like a lot.
And only top 3 win. Top 4 doesn't get their money back. Third person gets their money back. Third place.
Well, if you do 50, that's times. What, like 15?
50 times 15.
That's like
750.
So I mean, like, you know, if third gets their buy-in back, that would be 50, and then second would get like what?
400, 300, or 500.
No, it would be like what? Cause
Well, they plus fucking Karsh rakes.
No, he doesn't.
That's no, illegal. He doesn't.
That's illegal. Oh. No one rakes. you know, yeah. No, it's every, a donation. People donate themselves on the side.
We call it a rake. It's a donation, but we bust Karsh's balls. But it is a donation.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we have postponed Miller, and we tried to hold off this discussion for that, but we don't know when it's going to happen, and we can't keep holding back on you guys. We can't. I got you covered on that end. Regardless, we're here to talk about religion. And why, in my opinion...
Can we just bring this up? This is like continuation from episode 1 or 2 of this season where we had the argument at the end. Can we play that clip? Can you pull that up?
I forget what episode it's from.
Go to Rat Race. Go to Rat Race. It's no got to be in Rat Race. It's either Rat Race or International Travel. It's literally one of those two. Pull that clip up.
Library podcast, too deep.
I'm assuming it's
not halfway through.
No. I love what I do. I feel like I'm making it.
I was looking at this.
We didn't have any last week, so we didn't do the segment.
No.
No, try. All right, then.
I'll
take the main event over.
Be happy because I'm not a fucking pussy. Regardless, it is now time to go.
No.
From the deep. Of which we have fucking nothing.
No, it's number one. It's got to be World Travelers.
No way it was on the first episode.
Yeah, I think it was.
We promised this.
I think so.
And
it is.
2016.
Wait. Yeah, but let's also. Can I just mention this too? And it's.
I don't care about the fucking first part. You just care about Reform. That. That's a website. That's
Orthodox. Yeah, this is it. Because we're talking about Jews.
Oh, we were?
I can't tell.
Wait, skip up.
Like, really, like...
Illness. Yeah, yeah, this...
It is, yeah. It's been from the first fucking season.
Play the clip, run the clip.
Right here.
Oh. Families who pray together, stay together. Nah, blah, blah, blah. I agree. I completely agree. I see all these... I think religion is a mental illness.
And there it is, folks.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not going to get into this debate. I think we'll with someone, debate with someone, with next episode.
Here we
next,
are.
Next
one,
episode.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 episodes later, and we're finally getting to it.
All right. Yeah, we're. It
but
took a while.
It's here's my whole thing, right? I know in that I said it's a mental illness, right? But at the same time, listen, when I see these real mental illnesses that are, like, delusional, like you said, transgenderism. Here's what I'm saying. You said that trans
I never
people,
said that.
Yes, it is. I will pull. You want that. Me to pull up that clip? Because I'll fucking pull
you
up that clip,
it.
Too. I'm not going to waste the time.
Exist.
It'll be boring for the people. If you guys want to go find it, you can go fucking find it.
I
regardless,
never said that.
Paul says that. Right? And I kind of understand what you're saying when I think about it from the religion aspect. It's like these people have warped their own mind to try to change their own bodies and say that there's something that they're not. Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's you. So for me...
No, that's what?
Transgender people.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's
so,
true.
So
yeah.
what I'm trying to say... Is that
oh,
these
man.
People?
She should have brought that one up.
These people who are heavily devout in religion, right? I'm not talking about the person who is a Christian. Maybe he goes to maybe he or she goes to church. Maybe they don't, but they
okay,
believe
I...
in God. They like to follow some morals. I'm not talking about those fucking people. I'm talking about. The motherfucking
like,
worshipers, the hands on the knees, the fucking screaming at church, God is holy, the fucking person in one of Gideon's videos, you are not him, you are not him. Like so in love with God
yeah,
and believes so much in God, that has to be some sort of mental illness because you have warped your perception and your reality to be all beloving and all devout into something that you have no evidence of whatsoever.
Now, here's my point behind this, okay? Now, just to respond to that. One, I think that whether you believe religion is real or not, if you believe it or don't believe it, I think it's actually, like, to have it exist in society the way it does, whether it's Christianity, Islam, Judaism, or the other religions like Buddhist, Shinto, so on and so forth, whatever.
Yeah, the list goes on and on.
So I think it's essential to have religion in society because it keeps, and I think the world leaders would agree with this, and I think a lot of them don't believe in God, right? I think
it's essential. What's the acronym? WASPs. White Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
So
that's what most politicians are.
So wait.
And all like no, all of all no, of the what
I, why no, but why do I think that they're, yeah, that's true, but why do I think it, that they like it? Because what it does is it gives people a moral reasoning to go on with their lives, and like it gives them purpose to a certain degree. Because if you think about it, if there was no purpose, people would, it would kind of be chaos if you think about it. Like if people really didn't believe.
I'm not chaotic.
Yeah, but you're not chaotic. But I'm saying if the whole world was like that, if there was no end, like if you really didn't believe that there
was
anything.
But it's phony. But that's phony. And I don't think that it's. Doesn't that give you a false sense of
pride? No, it doesn't. Because like we believe in something that realistically, like, I believe in, no matter what people will say to me. I mean, there's no hard evidence. I will complete, like, because people will bring up the Bible. And now you might have evidence against the Bible, but there is no evidence that God doesn't exist. Because that's absurd. It's kind of like I said, we had a discussion about this. I don't know if I briefly mentioned it on the last one. But Neil deGrasse Tyson even said, you can't disprove that God, like, you can't disprove that there's a God or not.
Yeah.
You can't disprove it. Now, whether you want to say, like, there's points that you could make that are like, oh, a lot of the arguments against God I've heard, like, you've made, like, in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, to the same, I've always said to that, like, with people's religious beliefs and people have other beliefs and people don't believe. I never once have I said, like, you're an idiot for, like, for being, like, atheist or agnostic or whatever you consider yourself. Or I've said it to anyone, or I never say, like, they're an idiot for the only people that I call idiots are Scientologists and Jehovah's Witnesses. But that's, like, yeah, a side thing. And realistically, I shouldn't call them idiots because, like, you know, the people believe in what they believe, and you could let them do it. I mean, as long as they're not bothering you, you know, like. And I understand that to, it's kind of like the gay argument that we made. Mm-hmm. You know, like,
do what you want to do, yeah, just don't throw it in my face.
Yeah exactly. But, like, you see, that's also like the Jehovah's Witnesses, you know, that you'll see
on the
street.
They are mad throwing it in your face.
Yeah,
but that's not what I'm trying to talk
about. But you
about
see, but you want to know the crazy shit is like, at what point do we let it happen? At what point do we not? Because at the same time, like, in their heads, they believe, like, they're trying to save you. You know what I mean?
I get that, but that's what I'm trying to say. Okay, like, you want to believe in something, and you want it to give you hope, and that there's a bigger purpose in life than than just what we're living. Okay, I think that's great. But as soon as you start to allow those beliefs to affect decisions that you make in your life, I think that's where it gets fucked up.
Well,
right?
Like, what, like, in what sense? Yeah.
For instance, right? They teach you about sex prior to marriage.
Yeah.
And the devout, believers are going to save that for marriage. Because why? Because they believe that if they have sex before marriage, they're sinful and they're not going to go to heaven or some shit. Right? I don't understand something like that. Also, they feel like they set these rules, the Ten Commandments, that you have to follow or else there's sins. I saw this, right? Why the fuck? So here's the story, right? Fucking guy goes up the fucking mountain, comes down on two rocks, Ten Commandments. Yeah. It's a pretty fucking convenient number, right? Ten? There's just ten of them. God told ten fucking commandments.
Well, here's
that seems like a fucking marketing scheme.
No, now here's the point that
I'm getting to the whole hoax situation. No. But here's what you also have to remember, right? A big thing about religion wasn't really about the religion. It was about conquering other areas and other territories. I'm talking way back in the ancient world, right? Spreading religion wasn't about spreading the faith of the good Lord. No, it was you're going to be a fucking Christian or we're going to fucking slit your fucking throat and massacre your whole village. What the fuck? Are we just going to forget?
That's already historically inaccurate.
But how is that historically? Because what about the Crusades? Because the Crusades?
Yeah, but the Crusades
That's just a hoax. That wasn't a thing.
But Crusades were for the... What was it?
For massacres.
No.
Yes.
Yes, because they were defending themselves against what was the group called? Fuck. Who were they fighting against in the Crusades? You know, because it was over, was it Constantinople or whatever?
Oh, that's a great song, though. I don't know.
What was it? It was after who were the Crusades like? Who were they fighting against? It was like
it was anybody who wasn't a Catholic.
No, it was against who were the Crusades fought against? Christian sects, Ottoman Empire, exactly. Yeah. And so you're gonna say that the Crusades were attacking the Ottoman Empire?
It was all around. They took it out of hand. Because
the Ottoman Empire
kept spreading. Because the Ottoman Empire
was the good one in this case, right? Because the Ottoman Empire wasn't doing exactly what you're describing, and the Crusades were just defending themselves.
It's both. No, the Crusades eventually went on to go try to conquer the whole fucking world.
What?
It wasn't like they just stopped. They tried to spread Catholicism throughout.
Yeah, and they didn't kill people for it. Find historical evidence for that.
I think we took the wrong different history classes.
No, they didn't kill. They didn't kill innocent people because they didn't want to convert. That's
the Crusades were a series of religious wars initiated, supported, and sometimes directed by the Latin Church in the medieval period. Were intended to recover Jerusalem and the surrounding area from Islamic rule.
Yeah, because that was their land. They're trying to conquer their land back, the Holy Land. That's understandable.
Yeah, but who is that motherfucker that was going around spreading Christianity with his sword? I remember hearing about that shit.
Can I respond to the other points, though, also? Like, what was the first one? This is actually, in terms of the sex before marriage thing, this is actually this is a non-religious response to that.
Like, God would want that?
Yeah, because...
War for Jerusalem.
Hang on. Before we address that, because that's the last point that you made. So the first point was about the sex before religion, right?
Yeah, well, that was an example. My first point was allowing religion to affect decisions that you make in your life. Because you believe that if you make the wrong choice, you're gonna go to hell.
So now think about it. Well, no, but that's not true. Because again, the Catholic Church teaches no one's perfect. Everyone makes mistakes, right? That's possible. You want to have the purpose in that though, is to give yourself a moral track, right? You wanna be able to make decisions in your life to make yourself to be a good person, right? And now the way people devote themselves or not, that's up to them. You know,
like, but I don't understand why you can't teach that without religion. Like, why can't you just be a good person without something to scare you? Well, because at the end of the day, that's what it is. It's a scare tactic, is it not? It's you act this way, or you're going to go to hell. That's a beautiful thing. Scaring kids to make them believe that if they don't do exactly what you tell them, you're going to live an eternity of fucking bullshit. Wait, can I finish?
Listen to the points that I'm trying to make. So look at it this way, right? Now think about so there's reasons behind things that are taught in the Bible. So for example, to not have sex before marriage. Think about it from this perspective, right? I want you to look this statistically, and look this up to confirm. Statistically, people would wait to have sex till after marriage or have more success. It's 10 more successful marriages than people who have sex
before. I mean, obviously, that's because you love the person, not just the sex.
The purpose behind that. That's the purpose. We've lost this is kind of happening with the change in culture. I mean, back in the day, it was kind of more normal to just have sex, to wait till marriage to have sex, right? But fact check me on this. Back in the day, it was kind of more normal, but people had more successful marriages back then.
Okay, so just 5% of new brides in the 2010s
were virgins,
and 6% of those marriages dissolved within 5 years, compared to 20% of most people.
I mean, think about that. That's like what? Almost the 400% higher success rate. You know.
Yeah.
And because the purpose in that, right, is to value love. Right? And if you think about it from not even a religious perspective, it's about from a fulfilling perspective. And you could attest to this more than anyone else, right? What's more fulfilling? Having sex with 5 different girls like here, or having like one girl who like you have?
One girl.
Right? That's the point. In setting those rules, right? You see what I'm saying about moral.
But you could talk to your son or your daughter.
Yes, but and explain that to them. Yeah, but it's not as easy to explain. You know, when you like the purpose in this is to keep everyone on, like, from giving in to their personal desires and instant gratification, and putting themselves on like a track to like. Moral kind of fulfillment and happiness. Like for another example is this, and I'm going to use non-religious examples to relate back to how the church or religion has brought this into like what, how the religion really doesn't promote anything out of the ordinary aside from, look, let's take away church and prayer, for example, right? Let's take those away. What laws has the, like, let's take the Ten Commandments. How many of the Ten Commandments are realistically unreasonable?
I don't remember all of them.
All right, let's think about it.
I can look them up.
Let's look, because the first three have to do with God. Then the other seven. Okay, ready? Let's start. So let's now start from, we'll go back to the top three. Let's start with four. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, right?
Whatever.
Now, okay, so we'll move on. This is also out of order. But honor your father and your mother.
Dude, the amount of fucking times as a kid my fucking mom used that shit. It's like, that's such a weak thing. Like, there's no logic behind it. Like, I have to follow certain rules because some made-up bullshit that was written down in a book tells me to follow these fucking rules. Like,
honor your father and your mother. How's that unreasonable?
That's not the point I'm trying to make, Paul. The point I'm trying to make is for you to like the one thing I hated most as a child was When I wanted something and my parents said no and I asked them why, when their response was because I fucking say so or because I'm your dad or because I'm your fucking mom, that's, I hate that shit.
As
I
they
fucking
should.
Hate it. But that's stupid. No, give me a logical fucking reason.
They don't give me have to.
Yeah, but that's
when
bullshit.
You're, when you're a little, when you're, that. No, because when you're a little kid, no. But no. When now, yeah, I could
see. So that. How can you follow, like, but that's what I'm trying to say. Like, you should teach these rules with a reason. Why should you honor your father and your mother? Why should you not disrespect them? Because, son, I provide for you X, Y, and Z. And without me, you will not be fucking living. That is reason that, in and of itself.
But you can't explain that to a little child. You can't explain that to
a little
child.
Oh, so you're going to put some fictional shit in their fucking head to warp their
mind? No. You just... You said,
it's a Ten Commandment,
yeah, but
which is
this
based
is,
off what?
Yeah, but the Ten Commandments, just let's go through them. That is absolutely not unreasonable. You should honor your father and your mother. Yeah, but that's the thing. It doesn't matter. You should honor your father and your mother. They brought you into this world. You don't have to have a reasoning for it. There's bullshit. I don't care. Like, you should honor your father and your mother. That's it. All right, obviously, if your dad's fucking raping you and your mom fucking, whatever. There's obviously,
Jesus
like,
Christ.
Extraneous, like, situation, right? But we're
not a laughing matter. It's just the...
No, it's, like, obviously, like, extraneous. Like, there's obviously those outliers. But aside from that, like, yes, you should honor your father and your mother. They're the people who brought you in this world. They're the only reason why you're here. Like, that's why I... It doesn't matter. Fuck the kid. Like, what I'm talking about as a kid. Like, regardless, no matter what, realistically, they love you unconditionally. And you should love them back unconditionally. That's how
you should do that. That should be the case without God.
Yeah, but I'm just
saying... God shouldn't make that a thing.
Yeah, but who... But it doesn't matter. But it is a thing that's taught by God.
No, you could just create your own rules.
Okay, so you could create your own rules.
I feel like rules that are created by my mom and my dad is more important than rules created by something that I don't even know is actually existing.
Yeah, but think about it. Think about it. It doesn't matter that who is created by, because, like I'm saying, this is not unreasonable.
Okay,
let's go
to the next one.
Okay. You shall not.
Yeah, no shit.
You shall not murder.
No shit.
Okay. You shall not commit adultery.
Thanks God.
You shall not commit adultery.
Thanks God. No shit.
Yes, but this is this. That's the thing. You have to realize when this stuff was created, this was like, I mean, we're talking centuries.
But that's what I'm
right?
saying. Like, how has this lasted this long?
Because they make sense. You shall not commit adultery.
Yeah. No
right?
shit.
Exactly. But that's and the reason why we're saying no shit is because that tradition has been set over years. You know, that's the thing. You shall not steal. That's another thing.
I'm going
right?
to hell.
Right? There you go. You should, but you, like, that's kind of reasonable, right? You shouldn't steal from people.
No,
I shouldn't.
You can steal
I shouldn't.
Sometime.
I shouldn't go in here. Look, like, when you go into the bathroom, look for your
fucking
cash
Saint
and
Nick,
take money.
Wasn't Saint Nick the fucking steal from the rich motherfucker?
No.
Before he was Santa Claus.
No. He got in trouble because he was it wasn't that. No, he was he got in trouble for he was in jail, but he started bringing children like gifts and stuff, and the kids were banned from getting anything, right? Cuz it was like a town where they like banned children, they wanted like children to do work or something.
And fuck.
Yeah, it was like, you know, like back in the day, like, you know, child labor and stuff, they had the kids doing work. And like, so you would like sneak into the house. Like, the tradition started with like Saint Nicholas. Like, Santa Claus was based on Saint Nicholas. There's obviously differences, but
whatever.
Saint Nicholas used
fake.
To
it's
Saint
all
Nicholas.
Hoax.
No, this is historically accurate from Finland.
From what, the Bible?
Saint, no, Saint Nicholas, this is also like historically accurate, not
okay, well,
just
the
from
the people,
I don't
yeah.
think no this isn't from the Bible.
I know.
So Saint Nicholas, this was like the 1200s, I think, where he's from Finland, and he used to climb into chimneys to give well it was not all chim but he would go through chimneys, he would climb through windows,
whatever,
and
case.
Leave and
whatever
leave,
it takes
and leave gifts for
the
children's, you know, the children, that's what you used to have.
So I was thinking something different.
It was from Finland.
All right, next one.
You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. So that basically is like, don't lie, right? Yeah. And then the last one is actually, you shall not covet. covet your neighbor's wife. But here it says you shall not covet. What so I believe it's mean? like want. Yearn to possess. You don't want to, I mean, again.
What is bear false witness? Is that what that means? Like, you like say they did something when they didn't do it?
Yeah, it's like lying, bear false witness. Let's say you essentially make up a lie to fuck them over or something. Right.
Yeah, stating lies about someone or spreading is okay. Okay, now let's look at these first three, because we skipped them. Okay, but actually, before we go back to the first three,
I actually think there's ones in here that make sense out of religion. There's two of them that I want to point out.
So of 5 through 10, those are the moral codes, which I agree with, right? Do I follow all of them? Yeah.
Damn.
Do I follow?
You said you had me covered, though.
Yeah, after.
Oh, I'm not doing that. No. So you agree with
that? Yeah, I agree with that. That they're moral codes to follow. But again, I don't think it's necessary for religion to be involved for you to teach them. Now, if you go to the first three, really four, they're all about God. And, like, that's the preliminary scare tactic, right? You shall have no other gods before me. That's my first one right there. That's the ego.
I'm pretty sure that
of
this
the religion.
Is,
that's the sure pick this, me. This, that's the pick me of the fucking religion right there. The first fucking commandment. I am right. Everybody else is wrong. And you can't fucking pick and choose commandments as a Catholic. It's all or nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, so this yeah, one is as a Catholic, you're monotheistic.
So you have said, right? I get it. You have said on this podcast that you don't really know. At the end of the day, it could be whatever. You're going to choose to believe in Catholic because that's your choice.
Yeah,
that's what you believe in.
Choose to believe in one God, yeah.
But it's like, to and you, Jesus, it's not that big of a deal. It could be whatever. And
no,
what it,
no.
It's what
I,
it is.
I believe in it. I firmly believe, but like, I have no right to tell you that you're wrong.
But
you
in
know?
This, in the, in these words, to me, that tells me that everyone else is literally wrong.
Yeah, so basically, that's what the religion... No, it's saying, if you believe in God, then you shall not have other gods before me. That's what it's saying. If you don't want to believe this shit, okay, so you don't believe in it. Then that's up to you, whatever.
It's just so but
like,
egotistic.
And now, like, according to... Yeah, well, it could be.
What
I mean,
is this
like,
next one?
You shall not make idols. So, like, now this is why I think this is applicable outside of religion. So, take, for example, things that end up controlling your life, right? So, things that... Now,
oh, like
it, from this...
Religion.
From this perspective, though... No, because that's... I don't agree
you
with
just
that.
Said word for word what religion is. Choosing to do something that controls your fucking life.
No, because it gives you moral guidance, but that doesn't necessarily mean it controls your life. I got a job. I went to college. I would have done all that stuff without God, you know? So that's not what I mean.
What do you mean? God gave you this path, did he not?
Yeah. But like, but at the same time, if let's say I didn't believe, I probably would have done similar path. Yeah, like what would I have done differently, realistically?
You would have had more time in your life to do whatever you want instead of
really,
wasting in
I gave,
church.
Yeah, I really gave that much away. That's
oh, let's do the fucking math right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, let's let's do the math in percentages though.
You're 21?
Yeah. 21 times
21 years times 52 weeks in a year.
How much is that now?
That's 1,092 total weeks.
1,092, and then just because that's
there's
1,000
7 days a week.
1,092. No. Stop, because I didn't go to church
every
day.
I know.
1,000.
One.
So one. So that's the accurate amount of hours, and then let's say
that's that accurate amount of days.
No, you just did the math. What
you have there?
21 times 52. Do 22, because I'm almost 22.
Okay.
Do 22 times 52.
Okay.
Right? So that's how many weeks every you've Sunday, lived? Right? That's every Sunday, right? Let's say.
Okay.
And then do Christmas, Easter, and then add 10 more hours for reference. So that's 12 times 21, whatever it is.
For what?
12 extra days.
This a year. Is if
12 extra hours.
I would
a year.
Say I would say it's 2 hours total to get to church, do church, get back home from church. It's 2 hours a week.
Bullshit.
It's 2 hours a week.
It took me 1 hour. I live 5 minutes away from my church. I leave 45-minute mass. I come home. I'm in and out in an hour. I don't want to hear 2 hours, dude. What? Hour? I go to church 1 hour. Out of my week.
That's how many hours you've spent.
All right, now
divide that number by 24. 48, almost 48 days of your life you've spent sitting down in fucking church, Paul.
Now 48 wait. Days. Now divide that number again though by 22. Why? Now you'll understand why. Okay. Right, now you have... I might have done that stupidly. Wait, because I'm trying
to... Why do you divide by 20? What are you trying to accomplish here?
Because I'm trying to say that up to a certain point in my life, what else would I have been doing up until, like, I don't know, 13, 14? I mean, I would have been doing nothing on my Sunday morning. I wouldn't have been doing anything productive.
So let me be honest. Let's say until you're 10. So we'll only take the last 12 years. Right? Of your life.
I mean, even here's my argument. What am I going to do?
Even within the last 12 years times 52 weeks.
All right, wait. So I spent... Wait, I spent 48... I spent,
still 26 days.
Now, wait. No, I spent 40... You're... Okay, so let's take that number. What was it? 48, right?
Yeah.
Something like 48.
48 days.
All right. Wait, let me do some math now. What is it?
But you see how much time... Even if you just spent the last 12 years going to church, you've lost 26 days.
So
full days, full 24-hour periods of just sitting in church.
So you said 48, right?
Yeah.
All right, so...
Are you calculating the percent?
Percent. Less than 1% of my life has been spent in church. So really...
0.6%.
Yeah, 0.6%. So really? Is that much? 0.6%? So that means 99.4% of the time, I'm not going to church and I'm a devout Catholic. Is that really like controlling my life? No. Like it's like
but
I
I'm
said.
Saying, I'm not saying that being at church is what's controlling your life. It's the ideologies you take away from it that you live day to day is controlling your life. Especially when you start to think about how it affects your demeanor towards other people. Up until... I don't know, the last 5 years from now, the church was extremely homophobic. Extremely.
Yeah, but not all like Catholics.
And I get that. And if you guys have never seen the movie Two Popes, have you ever seen it?
No.
Insane movie. It's about the two popes at the time, whether the two popes where they were like conjunct or whatever. Fire-ass movie. Insane. And it has to do with the scandals that were happening.
In the Catholic Church. Right?
Basically, this one guy who was from Argentina grew up, fell in love, but couldn't be with her because he wanted to become a priest. This other person was... But he was very, like, open about stuff. You know? He was very open-minded. Yeah. The other one was the strict, cliche Catholic, fucking hard-on
strict seminarian. Yeah.
Exactly. And it was a cool dynamic between the two of them. But what I'm trying to say is that it's too much when you try to inflict these sort of rules that, again, I said it before, are just scare tactics, right? But then you actually take a deeper dive into the Bible, right? We all know the story about David and Goliath. Everyone's fucking heard it.
Yeah.
Small guy. Has a fucking slingshot or whatever, the fucking sling that he twirls around, throws it at the fucking big giant, hits him in the temple, night. Do you know anything beyond that? What happens next in that story?
Go ahead.
So he goes back to his land, goes to the king with this fucking triumphant victory, and says, I want to marry your daughter. And the king says, well, there's these people who are either A, going against me or whatever, we're in war with them. I need you to go over there and collect 100 foreskin. 100 people's foreskin. I'm not joking you. This is in the Bible. Yeah, and you know what this guy does? He goes out. Not only does he get 100, he gets 200 people's foreskins. And he brings it back. I swear to God, back in the fucking, who knows when, yeah, 0 BC, fucking jokesters, a bunch of fucking jokesters sat down and said, how can we fuck with people? So they got all together because there's no technology, there's no medicine. If people fucking have a string and make somebody fly, people are going to think it's fucking Jesus fucking Christ. So they make this whole elaborate scheme. They tell all these things. They write it down in the book. They spread their religion. They say, this guy's doing this, 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 and this. And it's all written down in this book. Yeah. Well, where the fuck did the book come from? His fucking followers who were in on it.
Hang on.
And it's the biggest fucking practical joke that's lasted the whole fucking years.
Listen to where... Now, here it comes. This is the key point that everyone who always calls out the stories, because that's from the Old Testament, the point that everyone misses. I would say about 80% of the stories that are written in the Old Testament aren't meant to be taken literally. They're not meant to be taken literally.
Listen
to the point that I'm trying to make.
Exceed expectations. No. Don't just get 100 foreskins. Get 200.
No.
Double that shit.
Understand? No, because there's a deeper message behind things, which I'll get to that specific story.
I would love to know what that is.
Things are meant to be written in the purpose of teaching a lesson. Now, at the time, if you're looking at it from the perspective of the Old Testament is taken by Judaism, and Christianity was rooted in Judaism, right? Judaism, Islam, and Christianity. So it started, the Old Testament is about the God's people, which were originally all Jews, right? This was all in purpose of teaching about like circumcision, right? And back in the day, they used to believe that, and Jews still believe this, that if you don't get circumcised, it's unclean. Right? Because it would be like, I don't know the exact belief, but the purpose in the story, like in that part of the story, is that what they're trying to show is he's going out and bringing the Jewish faith to masses of people, spreading the word of God. That's the purpose of it.
He's spreading the word of God by cutting off all their foreskins.
No, well, because he's quote unquote cleansing them. I mean, I don't know if it's historically accurate. I don't think it is. I don't take that literally.
So you think they're all literally stories
that relate to some sort of
moral concept?
Many of them are. I think many of them are. I think the New Testament is meant to be taken more
literally
than the Old Testament.
New Testament has Jesus, right?
New Testament starts off, is where Jesus, and then it goes on after that. The Old Testament is everything.
I don't know. And listen,
and the New Testament is where that's Christianity.
Now I honestly hate myself because I'm realizing this 58 minutes into this podcast, but we've only really talked about Christianity, right? Now let's look at other religions in the world. Religions that have wars. What's the fucking Islamic shit? The royal war. The fucking. Whatever, what is it called? Holy war. What is the jihad, motherfucker? How'd I forget that word? Like jihad and shit like that. And all these different religions that believe in like...
Yeah, but there's also like...
Sacrifices.
Well, there's also like... Yeah, but again, like remember, what's his name was...
Illnesses.
Baba was on here saying like there's certain sects of like a religion. Like there's nothing the Quran that says like... that supports them going out and killing people, you know, like for the purpose of majority of is like Muslim people are against like jihadists, you know, like that's
what I'm saying, but that's where it stems from, right? Because you have this concept of a holy power that creates rules that is known to have people, and you might not agree with this, but blindly follow. That's how I'm going to say it. They are blindly following these rules because they have no evidence to support them. And yes, there's no evidence to say it's not true, but still, they're blindly following these rules. So as soon as you can warp some of these religions, you then turn them into a weapon, and you then turn that into manipulating young kids' minds. Because if they see everybody around them believing in this horrible thing that we believe is horrible, to them, it's normal. And that's what God wants. And that's why I don't like this holier-than-thou power, right, that dictates all and has all the answers. Because that doesn't allow for the child or whomever to make their own rational decisions. All they know is, I am doing this because if I don't, bad things are going to happen to me when I die.
Yeah, but looking back...
Right? But they don't think about the consequences that inflicts on their current life.
Because a child... Again, a child can't take things... Like, the child will take things at surface value.
You say that, a child will teach them every day the same moral standards without bringing in God. Then when they have a dilemma...
Why would I do that, for example, if I believe in God? Why would I do that? Because I want to teach my child about God, like how important it is to believe in God.
I think that's ridiculous. They should have the right to choose if they want to follow a religion. It's built in tradition as well.
It's built in tradition. This is like history, you know? That's part of like your tradition. And like, of course I'm going to teach my child about religion. Of course I'm going to send them to Catholic school and learn about religion. Because I think... Oftentimes, if you really read the Bible, it has answers for many of the questions that people have in life. If you really read deeply into it,
the problem is that
if you look at it, if you read it from surface value, oftentimes I think people do it too much. They take what's said in the Bible at surface value, then, especially in the Old Testament, then of course you're going to be like, this is fucking bullshit, you know, like this never happened, and understandable, but like you have to try to see each Bible passage is trying to send the message. Each one, there's a purpose in it being written.
So that's what I'm saying. So like these abandoned,
like Jesus will tell this another story. Like Jesus will often tell stories in the New Testament, and it's like, oh, that's like people are like, that's bullshit or whatever, right? When he tells like sermons on, you know, when he did his sermons, and you know, people will be like, oh, that never, like, that's bullshit. But no, his sermons never were meant to be true. They were always meant to tell, like, as a story to teach a lesson.
Yeah, but you know, and I get that, but for example, right, you have these abandoned civilizations in across the world on these fucking islands and shit like that.
Or like you heard about the one in the Amazon?
No.
That's some crazy shit.
Some crazy shit?
You have to watch one of the Rogan... Look up abandoned Amazon.
Speaking of which, what the fuck's happened with Alex Jones, man?
I was actually literally on the phone with Christina walking up to... We're talking about that shit for 10 minutes.
Yo, he bugged out.
No, he's on trial.
For the Sandy Hook shit. $150 million.
No, but... Here's what I don't like about the media. So today I saw a headline that said Alex Jones finally admits that Sandy Hook wasn't a hoax.
Yeah, but he never did.
No. Like, no, he admitted that it wasn't a hoax on the second Rogan podcast. If you listen at the beginning, like he said, like, I believe Sandy Hook happened. That's the second one. You know how long ago that was? Actually, I want to check the date right now. He admitted that like years ago. And then today the media says, this is the problem with the media again. Oh, Alex Jones finally admits today in court that Sandy Hook happened.
What was he trying to say?
What?
About Sandy Hook.
What, like back in the day?
Yeah.
He was saying he didn't buy it. Like he didn't believe it.
Yeah, but he kept saying it, right? That was what the issue was.
No, like, he explains it on the second podcast. Look, they like, try to hide it. You have to go look for it.
That so, ass?
Yeah, YouTube hides it. One, two.
That's crazy.
Yeah, look, you see?
For sure, right? Like, for sure,
like, right off the rip, he says
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no, no, you just have to watch, like, no, you have to watch, like, the first 15 minutes of it.
We should tell everybody that you and...
Okay, I believe you. It's going to take too much time to figure out.
He says, he admits that,
you wanted to look
like,
at the date. That's why you went on there.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, you're right.
This guy's trying to find the clip now.
It's good to see you.
What's the date?
3 years ago.
3 years ago. But, I mean...
So, 3 years ago, he comes out and says this,
but
and then...
But, he's getting sued for $150 million for what?
Yeah, it's ridiculous, because they're saying that he's...
Freedom
that
of because, speech, motherfucker.
No, because of him, like, people are going to, like, the family's houses and, like...
Saying it's
accusing
not real.
Them of, like, yeah. And, like, the families are, like...
Not funny, but, wow.
No, like, I think the guy's, like, cute. And I don't believe everything he says... You know, like, I am a big Alex Jones fan, but for humor. And I think that he gets a lot of things right, believe it or not.
Yeah.
For example, 2011, him saying that there's going to be a global pandemic, that they're going to try to force everyone to get a vaccine that was going to be lab-leaked. And he's on record. He also did say in 20... He was saying back in, like, 2015, 2014... He was saying that Jeffrey Epstein had an island and was raping kids.
That's crazy that he called that one out.
And Rogan, like, asked him, he's like, how'd you find out? And he's like, and he always finds out, I found out from Ted Gunderson 20 years ago. Wow. And, like, no, but like, he'll also say some other shit. Like, he was in, like, you can't take everything the guy says seriously. Like, he was, like, in tears, like, a year ago or so, like, saying that, like, people were gonna die from the vaccine and shit, you know, like...
That
by now that, like, Caruso to, like, be suffering from, like, severe cognitive decline and, like...
I'm still here.
Everyone who's, like, got vaccinated and stuff.
Alright, we're way off topic.
What were we saying again?
I don't even remember. Whatever. I think that's about it for today.
I mean,
no,
like,
one's mind was changed.
It wasn't going to change. I feel like we didn't get to everything. You know?
We didn't. There's so much
but
more.
Like, this could be continued. It's for.
If you guys want to hear more discussions and debates about religion, feel free. Drop a little comment. Drop a follow. Leave some shit. And let us know if you want us to keep talking about it. Regardless... It is now time to go
from the deep.
So this one is from Kevin Quisby. Shout out, follow him on Instagram, Kev_Quisby. Responded to that story we were talking about earlier.
We got a couple responses.
Yeah.
This,
responded
right?
to that story we had earlier. He goes, yo, you guys got to let me know for the next game. Sad side face. Kev, we will definitely let you know Visha LaPace Poker. We were going to play on Wednesday. But
we didn't get enough cats.
Canceled.
We didn't get enough cats, and I told Karch that I had to pick between training and poker, and I kind of felt like training that day.
Yeah, but poker's more important.
Yeah, but I needed to get break a little sweat, you know.
JJ also gave us a nice little emote,
and your mom too.
Yeah, she was happy about it. My mom thinks I'm an addict. But
I'm definitely worse than your son.
100%. Come on, Mom. What are we doing here?
Well, it's... Like, I mean, I blew a lot more money than you did that night, and I probably walked out of there way less, like, phased than you did.
Yeah. Well, I still lost money. It don't matter. We'll win it back eventually, and we'll see you guys next week. Every Friday, baby!
How long till the finale?
3 episodes.
Sheesh. 77?
77, baby.
What are we going to do this season? We will put a post out soon. A story. Give us a like. Give us some ideas.
We need ideas, ladies and gentlemen.
We need it.
We need ideas.
We need it. Help us. Peace.
Hey. What are we going to do?